Former Poinette resident Scott Panetti faces the death penalty for the 1992 murders of his wife's parents in Fredericksburg, Texas. His family has been arguing that Panetti is mentally ill and not competent to be executed. Earlier this year, mental health experts, chosen by the trial judge in Panetti's case, determined Panetti is competent. But last week, a federal judge in Texas denied a state motion to dismiss Panetti's claim of incompetency and ordered an evidence hearing for late next month. Panetti's parents live near Ladysmith, Wisconsin. His mother, Yvonne, says the federal judge has given her son a chance for fairness.
It gives him the rights that he should have had through the sentencing judge. And the Fifth Circuit Court didn't realize, I guess, what they had to do.
The federal judge has authorized money that would allow Panetti's lawyers to choose and hire investigators and mental health experts for another evaluation. Mrs. Panetti says the money isn't as much as expert witnesses usually receive, but she's hopeful they'll find her son is schizophrenic and shouldn't be put to death.
Well, they should, if they're good, detect a mental illness. The last time we talked to Scott, he by no means thinks that Scott did the crime to begin with. He is positive that Sarge Ranahan, the person that used to come out from him, he did the crime, and Scott believes the devil is who is trying to kill him because he does not want Scott to preach the gospel.
Some death penalty supporters in Texas have argued that Scott Panetti's unusual behavior during and since his trial is an act. The case has drawn attention from several national groups that oppose capital punishment. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.